Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark the Mini Crew Wheeler, and welcome. We're going to have a short show tonight. I am not feeling so well, so we will get to the topics and go from there. I do apologize about not feeling so hot. So, let's see here. We've got a few people in chat room. We've got Greg Hammerhead Crisp up in the Northeast, Old Bill, and Yak Chum in the chat room. Welcome, guys. But coming up, folks, we have the Boondoggle. That is in October the 5th to the 8th. Yeah, you can't talk about the Boondoggle without hearing this in your head.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
That's right, folks. And for more information, go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. It's looking like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very interesting, to say the least. All of our fingers are crossed that we have excellent weather and good winds for it. Fishing reports. Nothing's really changed since the past few weeks. South Carolina's got a really good snapper bite all of a sudden, just outside of Charleston Harbor, just north of Savannah as well. And in Beaufort, I heard of some really good snapper reports. Pretty close to the shore, real close in shore wrecks. So that's always a good sign. Puppy drum action is still out of sight. King mackerel are everywhere. There's more reports of king mackerel being decked on the piers than I care to say. That's the South Carolina, North Carolina. If you can dodge the storms, you're in some excellent fishing right now. Big cobia are really getting caught. Still really close to the shore. Heard of a surf fisherman out of Ocracoke catching a cobia not too long ago. So that's pretty crazy there. Really good fishing. The flounder bites kind of died off because the water's just really warm. They're kind of moved out a little bit farther offshore. But all in all, just excellent fishing down there right now. If you can get offshore, you're looking at a wahoo bite that is out of sight, 22 miles out if you've got a boat, and you're into wahoo country. Trolling some of your larger lures, those big lipless crank-looking things, down about 20 feet at about 9 knots, you'll be tearing them up all day long. So that's North Carolina. Delaware, really good, but sad to say, there is a red tide blowing out of the Delaware River. So, Dodge's red tide, we'll talk about that tonight too. What is a red tide and everything else? You can dodge it, you'll be golden. Ocean City, Maryland, they are doing so well on the flounder right now, and the black sea bass. They're really hammering them pretty good. They're just doing really, really well. Some Spanish are being caught also, so, very good. On the bay side, there are a lot of spots that have a nasty red tide right now. I heard a report right at the mouth of the Susquehanna there, on the Susquehanna Flats, that it is almost unbelievable. You can't, you drop your lower 2 inches through, and it's just thick. So if you can find spots that don't have that red tide, you will be in heaven. That's where the fish are going to be. Moving farther down the bay, you got to find those pockets where there's no red tide. Head in the middle of the bay. The best thing, because that's where you'll see a line of tide line where that stuff's coming through, and then you'll see a spot where there's no red tide. That's where you go to fish. You'd be surprised. You know, the shark fishing is going to get really good here soon because all those fish are dying. They're coming down. Everything feeds off of death. There you go. So it's going to be good, especially here in the next, I'm going to say, week and a half. Moving on down to Virginia, the Eastern Shore, the tarpon bite. I know this is like a hush-hush thing, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The tarpon bite right now is incredible. It's like Florida. You know, 5-6 fish released a day from one of the charter captains up there who runs the flats. He says he's never seen this many tarpon in his life up here. Usually it's one or two he might see a day, but to release 5-6 a day is just incredible. You know, same thing with down the south side. I saw a few tarpon the other day. So it's just kind of like, this is going to be the year that if you want to get that bucket list fish and you never want to go down to Florida, you might have the chance this year. The Baybridge Tunnel, you can find those pockets, like I said, without that red tide. Also at the HRBT, you're going to see a big blob of red tide go by you. It's like, really? you'll be golden. Rudy Inlet. If you want to catch shrimp, folks, the shrimper and Rudy, finally, they finally moved in. Going at night, going to eat the lights, you'll see them flipping through the light, cast net them, flip your bucket. You'll be golden. These are the shrimp that come out of the off the ocean to come in and do their thing in the inlets. Go ahead and tear them up. The netters have been getting them pretty good, the shrimp dredges. So they're here. So let's get on them and enjoy some quote-unquote free shrimp. So enjoy yourself with that. If you're down in Sandbridge, you want to launch from Sandbridge, watch the weather, head out there, troll a live cast net some bunker or bluefish, or if you can find a dead ribbon fish and know how to rig it correctly, troll that right off of Sandbridge right now. I'm not saying that you will, but you could possibly get into a monster king mackerel. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that they're there, but, you know. So check that out. All right. And that's our fishing report for right now. Let's see here. We're going to go up. Let's do a new sound for this one. All right. It is now time for the... time for the Ozarks Minute. If you're new to the show and you don't know what this is basically where we talk about organization research group called Ozarks, started by Chris Fisher and some supporters. Basically, these are the guys you see on TV, shark wranglers, shark hunters, catching the sharks and tagging them, the great whites and stuff like that. Great things are happening. Support Ozarks and the rest of the Ozarks team by going to Ozarks.org. Buy a shirt. They're made from the Montauk Tackle Company. Excellent made. Really comfortable stuff. I've got a bunch of the Ozarks shirts here. Really good stuff, man. So definitely check them out. All right, Ozarks Minute. Let's talk about what's going on right now. Currently... if you watch this last Shark Wranglers, you can catch it on the History Channel, 11 Eastern on Sundays. They put a pop-off tag, one of those ones that you stick in the shark. It's got a little bulb at the top of it. After a little while, it'll break off and then float away. They were luckily enough able to recover one of these. Y'all, the data that comes off of there, I got an email here from one of the guys that will hopefully be on the radio show in the next couple weeks. You might know him. He goes by Chris Fisher. Just saying. The pop-off tag has given them some incredible information. It's mostly just for depth, but the shark was going down there after it fed. There's some crazy info that they're realizing that, because it kind of went with, you know, how long did a shark stay in, like, one spot or one little region for a while. And they realized that, you know, those great whites stick in one spot, feed, and they break off and go deep. You know, we're talking 400 meters, 1,200 plus feet. Just incredible stuff that, you know, most that they didn't know before or couldn't put the pieces together. Now they're putting the pieces together, and that is why you need to support Osarch. Watch the show. Love the show. Like it on Facebook. It's Osarch on Facebook. Shark Wranglers on Facebook. Like them. It's a great show. Learn a lot. Stop the shark finning. That's what it's all about. All right. We did our conservation moment. Let's talk about killing something. you hear this red tide a lot, and that's the topic of the night. I guess I need a sound bite for that. What do we do, a subtle one, just this little, topic of the night. It's a bad 20s radio show. Anyway, but topic of the night, red tide. I'm going to break down what is a red tide and how we can prevent it, because they are preventable, surprisingly. A red tide, okay, is the consequence of too many nitrates and nutrients in our water system, okay? Meaning that all that stuff that gets washed in from a heavy rain, and that's usually where it happens. You get a really heavy rain or heavy, especially here on the East Coast, a really sustainable east wind for a long time. That's really keeping that water in the bays and the inlets, stuff like that. Or, you know, like I said, heavy rain, or like we're having right now where it's so hot and the water levels are dropping. I'll give you an example. We have the James River. It's a tidal river. Because there's not as much water in the river, the ocean water is creeping up higher into the fresh tidal brackish, if that makes any sense. Hang on. We have a caller. 321, you are on the air.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
What's going on, buddy?
Going on, man.
What's going on, man?
Nothing.
Folks, if you don't know, now you know. This is the one, the only, Rick Fish Chuck. Hosted for a Monday night show. Monday night kickoff show, there it is. Couldn't think of it. So what are you doing, buddy?
Not much, man. Got done today. I went out to the Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge here in Central Florida and adopted two areas for cleanup.
Excellent.
So doing my part to keep the wildlife refuge nice and clean, the Mosquito Lagoon area. And as you can hear in the background, my 3-year-old is crying about his milkshake. So we just left McDonald's, and now I'm heading home listening to your show, brother.
Excellent, man. Cool, bud. We also have another joiner in the, or two joiners in the chat room. We have Mr. R. Lee. What's going on, man? And Brad from Sunjammers down in Panama City, Florida. Go to Sunjammers on Facebook, like them. And Brad, remind me, it's sunjammers.com. Excellent kayak shop. The pictures are amazing. Chip talks about them all the time. Can't say enough. Supporter of Kayak Fishing Radio, and we support them. So there we go. All right. Sorry. But red tide. I talked about how it can start. It's a nutrient imbalance, a high level of nutrients in the water. So what happens is there's one species that really thrives on that nutrient-rich water, and that's algae. There's actually a certain algae that really does it in that surprisingly has a reddish tint, hence the red tide. But red tide, just brain farted all of a sudden. But it's an algae bloom, okay? Those algae have, there's an immense amount of nutrients in the water. Now they have the ability to just explode. Because before, that nutrients, all those nutrients and nitrates and everything else are spread out. It's kind of like that krill you see, you know, the big whales eating the krill. But instead of this being like little shrimpy things, it's little algae things. It's a photoplankton algae. That is the best way to put it. So it does do some sort of photosynthesis at some point. Problem with it is this, is that it's a living creature. Millions and millions of living creatures, little itty bitty things, okay, that suck every little bit of oxygen out of the water. They basically can kill themselves, but again, they are photoplankton or phytoplankton. They do create their own oxygen source, and they don't need a whole lot to begin with. But they suck every little piece of oxygen out of the water in that area that they're in. And this is where you get those massive fish kills. You'll look at the water, it's like, man, that's got a brownish tint to it, like a rusty tint. The one day you come back the next, and that whole area you were just in is just dead fish. You know, and that's the major issue that, was that an F-bomb? No, it was not an F-bomb. Chuck, was that an F-bomb?
I didn't hear an F-bomb. I don't know.
Okay, good. Chum's making trouble again. But, yeah, it was suck. There you go. But anyway, I lost my train of thought. But the good thing is about having a red tide is it really localizes the fish for you. If you're sitting in, let's say, a big square bay, okay? That's the name of this bay, called Big Square Bay. And all four corners of this bay have red tide, for instance. Guess where all the fish are going to be? Smack dab in the middle. Or traveling, you know, not close to it, because remember, there's less oxygen, but they will be near it, because everything's going to be running away from that red tide. If that red tide's moving, let's say it's moving from bottom left-hand corner to top right-hand corner, you're going to want to be in that top right-hand corner. The fish are going to be moving right at you. And that's when, you know, the fishing's going to be good. Once it comes near you, pack it up, go home, enjoy a well-deserved, well-deserved brewski, and wait for it to go away. It's one of those things where I've seen it when I was in San Diego so bad that, you know, Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, massive bays, inlets, best way to put it, turned red. The beaches, 200 yards off the beach, from the shoreline, 200 yards off, blood red. I mean, just amazing. As far as you could see, you know, it was just one of those things where if you saw that, you know, and you were a surf fisherman, pier fisherman, or fish the you know, the bays or stuff like that, you know, you're kind of just looking at it going, damn. Good thing is if you are paddling and you push your paddle through that red tide and you look down and you're basically just like moving a top layer of it and you look down and it's clear underneath, fish underneath it as long as it's deep enough. If it's 2 foot depth, guess you're not going to fish underneath of it. But we're talking 10, 15, 20 feet, in your depth, and you're and it's only sitting on the surface, fish underneath it, because that top section is the only area that's going to have that, you know, that algae bloom. So there's ways of getting around it. So how can we prevent it? Okay, and it's as simple as, you know, for starters, dog poop. Animal feces is one way of doing it. That goes right into fertilizer. You know, farmers that fertilize their crops heavily in fertilizers will have this, when it finally rains, especially now where it's so dry in so much of the country, where areas where they've got estuary and runoffs, like the Susquehanna, like the Hudson, like the Delaware River, going south to St. John's River, west to the Mississippi. That's where you'll see a lot of this. And in all those little watershed areas is where you'll have this problem, where you have these farmers that, you know, that fertilize their crops heavily. And I understand they need to do it, but it's so dry that stuff just sits on top. When that first rain comes, especially when it rains really hard, really fast, it doesn't give the ground a chance to really absorb it. So it just takes away that top layer that hits those rivers, hits those that ocean, hits that algae. Algae goes woo and explodes. So the fertilizer is the main thing. Commercial dumping. We have gotten so much better. I've seen pictures of the 70s where the whole entire Chesapeake Bay is just blood red, before the EPA really cracked down, before all these things happened to really bring back that, sorry folks, Hammerhead said, have your father-in-law park his RV on your lawn and kill your grass. No more need for fertilizer. There you go. But, you know, through runoff and waste and all everything else creates this bloom. And you compound that with the, you know, the amount of heat and the watersheds being down and everything else just creates, you know, the perfect bomb for what's happening. Luckily enough, we have been lucky to have some thunderstorms pretty much every 2 or 3 days come by and really help blow this stuff out. And we are near the end of the season for most of the farmers. So they'll be removing a lot of their crops, turning things over, not really needing to fertilize just yet, let's hope. So all that stuff is being pushed out finally. There are areas where it is cleaning up already. But like I said, you know, I mean, one good storm, and they're going to come right back. So how can you help? Go out. There are hundreds of sites that help. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation is one of them, where they have a site where they, you know, if you go to fertilize your lawn, your garden, whatever, approve fertilizers that don't have that issue. You know, ways of preventing the animal fertilizer waste to go into your drains. Little things like that will ensure that we can help to not remove the problem, because we'll never be able to remove the problem. The Susquehanna runs all the way up into New York, but it comes out in Maryland. You know, that's a three-state, you know, length, encompassing millions, or I'm going to say millions, but hundreds of little creeks and rivers that dump into it. Not mentioning the dams and everything else. Where's it the worst right now? Luckily enough, to be truly honest with you, those smaller bays, like Rudy, I saw it in Rudy the other day, not that bad, but luckily we had that little southwestern that's kind of been pushing out that water pretty good. Lynn Haven has it in some spots, but again, it's getting pushed out pretty well. I heard it really bad in the Mob Jack. I heard it really bad in Elizabeth right now. In a lot of those little smaller creeks where the water just kind of sits there. And doesn't really get pushed out as well. That's where it's really getting pretty bad. But it's one of those things where, like I said, I've seen it just the other day down in the Sandbridge. All morning long, it was beautiful. I mean, I was on my buddy's boat running back and forth within 50 yards of the beach to 2 or 3 miles out, no red tide. We came back in, and it was like night and day. It's just amazing how quickly it can just blow up or just come out of nowhere. So the biggest thing is if you go down and you see it, you know, stay away from it is the best thing to do. But if you can't, you know, try to find somewhere else. That's about as much as I can tell you. You can't sit there and, you know, let me scoop it out with a spoon kind of thing. That'll take you a little while. So, no way of preventing it, okay? But no one really, it's like the elephant in the closet. Bunker, okay? Bunker eat algae, eat phytoplankton and the rest of them. Mullet eat them, stuff like those little itty bait fish that just eat. Don't eat a bait, but they'll eat, you know, those little things. All right, if we had more bunker, thump, okay, we would have less red tide because the bunker would be eating it. All right? So. If you see anything from CCA or Take a Kid Fishing or Go Fishing or whatever it is about the Manheen, or if you see the North Fisheries Council or the Mid-Atlantic Fisheries Council having a meeting or a survey on the bunker, Manheen, Pogie, whatever you call it, you know, put in there. We need more bunker. We need more menhaden. We need more pogies. Really limit the commercial catch of menhaden pogies, whatever. Stop Omega, you know, fight man kind of thing. Because if we had those pogies, we had those menhaden, we had those bunker, things would be so much better. Give me an idea. I saw, I just had a brain fart. I just had Omega in the bay the other day, and there was a big pot of bunker. They scooped them up. They had like 3 spotter planes, 2 of their big netters, and it just decimated the area. The next day, there was a red tide there, to give you an idea. I'm no scientist, but it doesn't take a rocket science to take, you know, 2 and 2, will make, you know, 1 and 1 will make, makes 2 kind of thing. So, yeah. Yeah. Hammerhead put a link. Omega is trying to write their own stock system. Let's take a look here. They've been trying to do that for years. And they did it the one time. Yeah, that's going on Facebook. If you put this on the Kayak Fishing Radio page, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your wife, tell your kids, or hide your wife, hide your kids, I think it is. But yes, you know, talk to your, sign your representative. My rep is getting sick and tired of me sending him requests, but he works for me for that. But yeah, talk to your representatives, get the word out, save the bunker. Okay. Like I said, folks, I am not feeling well, so I try to kind of rush this through. If I miss something, I do apologize. I'd like to thank everyone that showed up, Redfish Chuck, who just dropped off, Greg, up in Vermont or New Hampshire. Old Bill, thanks for showing up again, man. You know, love to have you on. Arlie, what's going on, man? Brad from Sun Jammers. If you're in the Panama City Beach area, folks, go check out Sun Jammers. Just see their website, www.sunjammers.com. They have pretty much everything except for Jackson. So shame on you, Brad. but excellent shop, really helpful people. They even have bait and tackle. So definitely check them out. And Matt Trucks, Yak Chum, what's going on, man? Good luck with everything.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
That's right, folks. Go to yakangler.com. Excellent website. Tons of new people every day. Tons of information. If you're just starting off or you're a veteran, definitely check out yakangler.com. Really a good site. Go to buddydex.com. Great group of fishermen. Some great contests and stuff going on there. Jackson Kayaks, best kayak company in the world. So definitely check out jackson.com. And happy August, folks. It is the first day of August. So definitely check that out. Yeti coolers, wildly stronger, keeps ice longer. I'm trying to think of everything, and I'm sorry, folks. If I forgot you, I do apologize. Yeah, we need to put together a Menhaden War fleet. Well, we could talk about that when I hopefully get Chris on here, about him leading the fight with Ozarch. Because if you don't have the bait and you don't have those things, what are the rest of those species going to feed off of? And that's the issue we're having with the emaciated fish. That's another show. But I think I hit everyone. Yak Angler. And everyone else in between, thank you so much. I do apologize, but like I said, I am not feeling very well. Who are you in talks with? Brad, I'm sorry. Type really quickly. So yeah, go to Ozarch. There's 100 sites out there. Oh, excellent. Hopefully, Brad will have Jackson here soon. But I do apologize, like I said, Jaguar or everyone else. With that, I gotta go before I make a mess. Take it fishing. Support your local organizations and clubs, and always wear your PFD. It's doing you no good while you're drowning with it in the kayak. So, with that, good night. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. And tight lines. Good night, everybody.